Jesus Christ, Bob. How did you get winded walking across the street with two cups of coffee and a bagel? Did you blow a gasket walking?
I mean, we're going to be here for a while. I just wanted to be prepared.
Listen, we've been tracking the Ferrara crime family for 18 months, and you're going to blow it for a goddamn bagel.
Gentlemen, you gotta move. No parking zone. Clear sign right here in front of you.
Oh, it's okay, ma'am. We're with the CIA. See here? These are my credentials.
Jesus, look. Bob, you're not supposed to tell them you're from the CIA.
Okay.
It's still a no parking zone. You want me to make it out to the CIA?
We'll move it. No problem, ma'am. I got it.
God, I still don't understand how you got past that physical.
While these feds are moving their bus, we're glad you subscribed. It's no secret we're working to uncover ways to make a great show. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Just search for The Salty Show and give us a follow. Hit that like button and share some of the content. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Man, with idiots like this, I won't struggle to make my quota this month.
You gotta turn around, Bob. Bob, turn around. Bob, turn around. Jesus Christ.
Hey, your boy is drunk. What's up? It's Timmy Two Taps.
Wow.
What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Hi, Mr. Saul.
What is going on?
How's everything?
God help us.
Everything is going great.
What do you have for us today in worldly news?
Right, right, right. On this episode of The Salty Show, going to talk about the topic that's been taking up this week's news cycle, which is impeachment, is on everybody's mind. Democrats have gone all in. So the conversation transcripts were released this week, and we can all agree it was a big flop. There was nothing there.
Yeah. Oh, dear God.
All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
So do you guys like peaches?
Oh, right.
I don't like peaches. You guys, I hate peaches.
Peaches?
I hate peaches.
Them peaches?
I hate peaches and peaches.
Them peaches?
Them peaches. Them peaches.
All right, Heidi. What is going on with
the
crazy,
better be good tonight.
Wacky news?
So I figured we'd open it up with just some funny little news typos since we tend to do a lot of news stuff. So
sure.
I've 10 of the funniest news typos ever.
So elaborate on this. So these are news stories that come out, and on the part of the description,
yes,
of the news, like, you know, the banner.
Yeah. It says who knew
they
that
type in the wrong shit.
Who so knew I'm gonna, the news and media could have a sense of humor. Sense of humor. Sense
holy
of,
shit. Have you been drinking?
No.
I'm drunk and you are blabbering.
Okay, what's going on? Go ahead.
Okay, even if it's an accident. So 10 of the funniest news typos ever.
There you go. Okay. To today, Junior.
On the phone, we have Jeff Buckles, pubic defender.
Wait, Jeff Buckles?
Wait,
what a name.
He's laughing at Buckles.
Pubic. I know, it's supposed to be pubic defender.
Yeah, it's a pubic defender. Not a public defender.
Pubic defender.
Nora O'Donnell, MSNBC, The White Ho.
The White Ho.
So let me tell you something. I got a story about that.
Bitch, you bro. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Get your bread up. And we used to but I got fed up. No?
Oh.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, dear Lord.
So anyway.
Right, there you go.
So it's funny that you say this one. Crack me up because you talk about typos. So I was in my job search this week. I was talking to a recruiter. His name is Joe, right?
Right.
So he's like, hey, I was like, sorry, you know, I was like, hey, ho, and I wrote the whole email and I sent it,
no.
And then I looked at it after, I was like, oh, I called him ho.
Hey, ho.
I was like, hey,
did he respond?
I was like, hi, ho, yeah.
You just say you didn't get that job, did
but
you?
But was it just a J-O or an H-O?
No, it was H-O-E.
Oh, my God.
The J was silent.
You did the whole night. Oh,
the J was silent. Oh, hey, ho.
Jesus.
My ho.
Oh, right. Shit.
Wow. I'm surprised he still responded to you.
He did.
And that's the one you got the job at.
Exactly.
So firefighters to deal with not just the fire, with people in the middle of the road ejaculating.
Yeah. I wonder what he was trying to say. Evacuating or?
Evacuating.
Okay. Evacuating. Well,
This is going to be good trying to figure out what they were trying to say,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
All right, and Tim's gone, so.
Hold on, dude. You almost lost me on that one, man. I wasn't ready for ejaculating with fucking beer in my mouth. I almost ejaculated all over the mic.
Oh, my God. All right, let's talk about necessary? Bill Cosby and his rap allegations.
His rap.
Wait, Tim's like, hold on.
Wait, hold on. He's I gotta got to get my. I'm discombobulated here. You said the word rape.
What?
Did rap, you, rap. He said rap.
Oh,
rap
I just said rape. Bill Jesus. Cosby's rape.
Big chew, bro. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Get your bread up. And we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat. Our is fed up.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Bleep. Bleep. Go next.
Chances of rape today, about 70%, and sunshine for us tomorrow.
Rain. They meant rain.
Rape and rain. No, they really meant
no.
to say rape.
Chances of rape. What city was it? Chicago?
Yeah, what city was it? Yeah. You know, the odds are.
It all depends on the city, right?
Fucking Green Bay.
Next one up. Toxic freeway poopsicle.
Hmm?
Popsicle.
Popsicle.
You know.
Wait.
Let's talk about the cunt that dies.
Oh, that's awesome. Cunt dies.
2011.
All right, next one. 2011. Whoa. Why would they call that polar bear a cunt?
It's so cute.
It's like a polar bear.
Look how cute he is. He's like fuzzy.
This thirsty bitch died.
Was that supposed to be his name?
Yeah, Kunt. But I'm probably it's probably gonna be like Kunti.
Yeah, something different.
Or Kunti.
You know, Kunta.
I think what's funner is trying to figure out what they were trying to say. I have no idea what they were trying to say.
No, I would have to assume that it's his name.
It's raining meth. Oh, wait, no. It's raining meth in space.
Wow, oh my what? God. Don't ever sing, please. Don't ever do that again.
I'm trying to figure out what they meant.
You don't have,
I don't
have
even
a voice
know.
For
I can't
singing.
Even whatever.
It's
I know,
raining.
Like,
men.
No, it's not that either.
Math, maybe?
It's raining.
Raining.
Who the hell knows?
And,
next
and
up.
Another.
Yeah. And another one.
Shit's fired at Lloyd's Center. Oh, yeah, I fired that little
shots
shit.
Fired.
I shit and fired all over him.
And then last but not least.
Look at her teeth. Look at her face.
Authorities are reminding everyone to now allow impaired drivers to get behind the wheel.
What do they mean?
Do not allow.
Do not allow impaired everyone drivers.
Oh.
So now it's supposed to be not.
It doesn't matter.
Why he's you gotta throw the shit in there, man?
What happened?
Excuse you, Tim. Yeah, you and your shit.
Oh, God. It's gonna be one of those kind
we,
of shows, ladies
him.
And gentlemen.
We lost him.
All right, moving right along. Those are the top 10 typos. So here we go. Ready?
Oh,
next up.
Wait, I don't. There's there's no more here.
No, those were the 10.
Oh, wait, what else are you going to?
I'm going to the next topic.
Oh, my bad.
Next topic.
Here hey, we've been drinking a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Biggie Mitchell, a 450-pound man arrested with marijuana hidden under his stomach fat. He stuck marijuana in the fat, in his fat wrinkles.
Rolls.
Fat roll. Marijuana in the fat rolls.
I'm going to throw up.
They probably, when they first found it, they probably thought it was like, oh, it's just moss growing in there.
Wait, is there a picture? Is there a picture of him?
God.
Is there a picture of him?
Just the front, the top one.
Oh my God. That looks like Notorious B.I.G.
It is. That's a biggie. That's a biggie, all right.
That's a big motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's funny. Biggie, can't you see? Hide your drugs in your belly.
Hide the drugs in your
you
belly.
You can't hide drugs in your belly. Two right. Florida men were arrested.
Florida!
Wait, what happened in Florida?
This was in Florida.
What did happen?
The man hid
marijuana.
In
oh, no. I thought you were going to the next topic.
The next topic.
What happened?
Gay lovers. Paul and Lee discover they are half brothers.
Oh, my God. What? What the fuck? What the fuck? No. No, say it ain't so.
I got you, babe.
Yeehaw, motherfuckers.
I got
Yeehaw!
You.
Stick a finger up my ass.
My what? God. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine being all out gay lover? Two men relationship planned on getting married.
Wow.
And discovered they're actually brothers.
Oh, wow. How did they find that out? They do Ancestry.com?
Yeah, DNA test.
Let's see. What is
that's
that?
Like double the fucking.
So they splooged in each other's assholes.
Yeah. So, so apparently, family and friends kept saying, you guys have uncanny resemblances to each other. And so they bought
I kind of want to watch this video.
They bought the DNA. Yeah, they did the DNA test.
Wait, I want to see, because the picture here, they're so...
They do it Jerry Springer style.
They're so, like, shocked. Look at them.
Yeah, who's Jeremy Kyle?
This was it.
Is that you, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Jeremy Kyle.
How come it's not playing?
It's like a Jerry Springer.
I've had sex with my brother.
It's not even playing. I just like the picture that you see of them. They're just like,
I would have thrown up.
which half?
That's why they liked each other's penises.
They must have had like,
be like, you think our dicks look the same.
They're like, oh, this is gonna be interesting.
And you know what they're gonna do when they go home? They're gonna fuck.
Oh my god, you guys, that's so wrong. Oh my god, that's so wrong.
You know, they're gonna say, be like, just don't tell anybody.
But my thing is like, they're already deviant. Like, what are they worried about? I mean, like,
it's kind of
the parts already don't fit. You know what I mean?
Right. Isn't the idea of not, you know, having sex with your sisters so you don't have kids that are deformed? Yeah,
okay,
or
so when you're banging each other, when you're boom booming each other in the ass, you can't get pregnant.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. What,
all right, you know. Last one. Oh, let's go.
That was a good one. Wait, was that? Where was they from?
No idea.
Australia.
UK?
Like.
Was it UK? Australia.
It was .com.ua.
Good night, mate.
AU. There you go. Okay, AU. All right, here we go. Opera singer can't stop farting after surgery and loses her job.
Gee, I wonder why.
You got to get a wetter one.
An opera singer is out of work after a routine surgery left her unable to sing without farting.
Oh.
So she's like,
doesn't sound like a routine surgery to me.
Yeah, like what kind of surgery was it?
Oh my god, so it's the surgery. The surgery which cuts the tissue between the anus and the vagina to help help deliver the baby did not heal properly, leaving the soprano with a complete breakdown of
she hit that high C, all right. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Anyway, sorry. We got carried away. All right, that was it. Heidi, thank you.
You can smell
so
the soprano.
It's one of your better ones, right?
I give it 6 out of 10.
All right, so let's get to the topic, this week's topic, and it's what's going to take up the show. So impeachment, right? It was revealed transcript of the call was revealed. And honestly, it was a big debt. But one thing that I want to mention about everything that's been happening.
Somebody did something?
All this talk about impeachment has revealed how much we don't know about the process itself, right? Since it's very rare, right? I think it's only happened, what, two, three times in the history?
It happens more than you think. They always try to impeach a president.
I had a friend of mine text me during this whole thing. And she was like, so Trump is about to be impeached, right? And she was just like, you know, ribbing me because, you know what I mean? Like, she knows I'm a Trump supporter. And she's like, yeah, your boy's about to be impeached. And I realized that they thought that just because Pelosi said it, it meant that Trump would be gone. But there's more to it than just the wishes of a raging lunatic. So I wanted to show you guys a video which gives us a quick explanation on what needs to happen in order for a sitting president to be removed from office.
Well, real quick.
Go ahead.
Real quick. All she said was, we're looking into an inquiry.
Yeah, so they opened up impeachment proceedings is what they're opening up. Now,
it's still got to be voted on.
Okay, so let me show you this video. It's pretty short. I don't know if I'm gonna play it through the whole thing, but I just wanted, so we're aware of
the process.
What we're going to expect. So
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
With that one line, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set the left and the media into a feeding frenzy. Mainstream media hosts were downright giddy over the idea of impeaching President Trump. Stephen Colbert had his audience give a standing ovation. Now, I hate to burst anyone's bubbles, especially really, really, really excited people, but they may need a little civics and history refresher before someone gets hurt. As my mom used to say, it's all fun and games until someone's eye gets poked out. Turns out, someone getting their eye poked out is as rare as a presidential impeachment. Here's how the process goes, folks. The House of Representatives starts an impeachment inquiry, which they did. In this case, Pelosi charged 6 House committees with investigating the allegations against the president. If the House finds any of those charges rise to the level of criminality, they become articles of impeachment. The House will then vote to impeach the president, but because of the extremely high level of crime required to impeach, this has happened only twice in our history. Andrew Johnson was impeached in 1868 for bypassing Congress and appointing friends to high-level administration jobs. Bill Clinton was impeached in 1998 for lying under oath. Who can forget this?
That is not my recollection. My recollection is that I did not have sexual relations with Ms. Lewinsky, and I'm staying on my former statement about that.
Many people erroneously believe Richard Nixon was impeached for his role in the Watergate scandal. However, you may recall, Nixon resigned before a formal House vote on impeachment took place. In both cases of presidential impeachment by the House, the Senate was and is required to conduct a trial. On one side, the House of Representatives arguing for the removal of the impeached president, stripping him of his title and all his duties. On the other side, the president's lawyers arguing that the crimes are either non-existent or that they don't rise to the level of treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors, the required level of misconduct needed to remove a president. After the trial, the Senate then votes. Two-thirds of the Senate has to find the president guilty beyond reasonable doubt to convict. That means 67 U.S. senators would have to agree. Otherwise, they must acquit. Let me tell you, folks, asking Ukraine to crack down on corrupt U.S. politicians like the Bidens is not a high crime nor a misdemeanor. It's simply good vigilance by a seated U.S. president. So in the immortal words of Johnny Cochran,
if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
In this case, the criminal glove just doesn't fit the presidential hand.
That's awesome.
Hey, just my point.
That's awesome.
Holy it doesn't shit. Fit.
So,
all right. Let me mention a couple things here. So let's go down. Let's do a timeline. So a whistleblower comes out. Whistleblower says, hey, I've been told by certain people who had direct access to this phone call that
Trump... Let's back up.
Yeah.
Describe the phone call for the people that don't know. What you keep saying this phone call.
So Trump had a conversation with the new president who had just won. This was back in July. Mm-hmm. So Zelensky wins the election in the Ukraine. Trump calls him to congratulate him on his victory. And then some procedural shit has to happen in Ukraine. And he wins a majority of that. And so he's able to elect the officials that he wants to appoint. And so then Trump congratulates him on that. And it was that call that this whole thing happened.
So this whole impeachment thing is based off of a phone call to the Ukrainian president at the time?
Right.
Okay.
So he had just won election and he had just won a majority and he was able to basically officiate the way that he govern the way that he wanted because he could appoint people.
And so you said this phone call took place in like July?
July. Okay.
So they've been screaming impeachment for the last 2 years just knowing that he was going to make this phone call?
Oh, listen. This is going to get a little bit more interesting.
And back to Saul.
So the whistleblower didn't directly hear this conversation. The whistleblower was told from certain different people in the intelligence community. Now, this is something that we're going to come back to. Because here is the intelligence community sharing something that they shouldn't be sharing, right? To somebody who then decides to be a whistleblower and reach out to Adam Schiff, who is the chairman of the intelligence community or committee.
He's an idiot, by the way.
He is an idiot. So this whistleblower reaches out to him, sends him a letter saying, hey, I've heard about this third hand. And it's very concerning. We need to look into this. Now, yeah, go ahead.
So the guy, who I don't know if he's a reporter or whatever, who's explaining this process, stated that Pelosi has instructed six different committees to investigate this.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Six committees for one phone call?
I honestly have never heard it. And it's not even, it's hearsay.
Right.
It is not even a direct... Okay,
but I don't think this is unprecedented. Whistleblower.
This is unprecedented. I'm going to be honest with you about this. Number one, she didn't allow a vote. Normally, the process is you put it to a vote. You tell the House, here's what we have. Let's vote. Should we initiate impeachment proceedings? She didn't even allow that.
She just
came out and said we're gonna start this, and they didn't even vote for it. Now, you got to realize what was going on this week that Trump was doing. Trump was at the UN and he was negotiating with all these countries and having conversations. They wanted to undermine him while he was trying to negotiate a lot of deals that are good for the country. Okay? Deals with Japan, deals with Central and South America.
China.
A lot of things that happen like when there's a lot of presidents and prime ministers from different parts of the world who are convened in New York at the UN. Here's an opportunity for the president of the United States to make deals. They released this during that time. Now, we're going to touch this later on as to the timing of this whole thing. Why would they bring this up right now? Number one, to undermine Trump and the deals he's trying to make, because the guy is winning, okay?
Yeah.
He's winning on a lot of fronts. Go ahead.
They hate Donald Trump more than they love America.
Thank you. Exactly. So, which Lewandowski said last week, and it is so true. So, one thing that I wanted to show you guys, okay? So this, again, this week, they're holding hearings. And when they begin the process of talking about what's going on, the guy who is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, gives a synopsis of what happened. I'm going to play this for you guys, okay? So in part of his opening statement, he was making shit up about how Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate Biden or else he would hold back some loans that the United States was guaranteeing to Ukraine, which is a lie. That's not found in the transcript of the conversation, but Adam Schiff comes out saying this. So go ahead. I'm going to let you talk to him. Let me see if I can find another.
Yeah, you do that. But it's funny. No, because as you're saying that, as you're looking. So the failing New York Times, they decided to dissect the transcript and come up with what Trump was really saying. This is what I find great. So Trump, you know, congratulates him, says, hey, your country's very happy about it. Congratulations. Zelensky's like, yes, well, to tell you the truth, we are working hard because we wanted to drain the swamp here in our country. We brought in many new people, not the old politicians, not the typical politicians, because we want to have a new format and the new type of government. You are a great teacher for us in that. Trump proceeds to say, well, it's very nice of you to say that. I will say that we do a lot for the Ukraine. We spend a lot of effort and a lot of time, much more than the European countries are doing, and should be helping you more than they are. Okay, so they turn that into Mr. Trump alludes to American aid while not explicitly linking his request to unfreezing it. At the time of this call, Mr. Trump was holding back hundreds of millions of dollars in military assistance to the Ukraine that Congress had appropriated to help that country fend off Russian aggression.
That's a lie.
So right there, the New York Times is taking what Trump said and turned it into this is what he really was saying. What the fuck?
No. Yeah. But,
wait, come on.
What they're saying is that Trump held money.
Yeah.
That was a lie. He had already released it by the time that he had this conversation. So the New York Times is lying there.
Right. So
it's
now,
not true.
So now you're throwing more on that. Okay. Then the second thing, as he goes on, and then it says, when I was speaking to Angela Merkel, she talks Ukraine, but she doesn't do anything. A lot of European countries are the same ways, so I think it's something you want to look at. But United States has been very good to the Ukraine.
So
I wouldn't say that it's reciprocal.
So hold on, Tim, pause. Let me offer some clarity of what's going on here, okay? So the issue that the Democrats have is that supposedly Trump pressured the Ukraine to cooperate with an investigation. This is what the Democrats are allegating, that Trump pressured the Ukraine to cooperate or we would not send them loans or funds over to them. In other words, either you investigate Hunter Biden or the United States is going to withhold some type of funds. Now, this is what the Democratic Party is allegating.
Can I ask? A couple days ago, whenever we were all sitting here hanging out, we were talking and watching videos, and Biden comes out on TV and makes the comment about how he got his son Hunter Biden out of trouble by withholding. Okay.
Right.
So did that video take place before or after these new allegations?
Way before.
Yeah. So we're now trying to cover up because Biden's bullshit gets put out there. So let's try and turn the tables. Like, grow a set of balls and stand up for.
Let me paint a picture of what's going on. So again, to reiterate, the Democrats are alleging that Trump used his position to coerce or pressure the Ukraine to investigate one of his political rivals, because Trump Biden is running for presidency.
Right.
And this is what they're alleging. Now, yes, that's bad. It's bad. It's bad to say, look, here's an opponent of mine. Let's investigate him for no reason. However, let's look at the whole picture. Biden was going around bragging about when he was the vice president.
Right.
And Ukraine was investigating his son for corruption.
Yeah.
Biden went over there multiple times. He said it. He bragged about it. I went there 14 times. And he said, and I was over there. And I told that guy, I told the Ukraine, look, you either get rid of this guy or you're not going to get funding or loans. And so they were like, well, you're not the president, Biden, so you can't really make it. And so you're like, and Biden said, and again, he bragged about it on TV. Look, here's the deal. Call Obama and you're going to see for yourself. So here it is. Hours later, the Ukraine government removes the prosecutor who was investigating Hunter.
Right.
Biden, his son. And so right now, the news organization is saying that this is exactly what Trump did, but they're not asking, well, if Biden did this when he was the vice president.
It sounds like they're confusing Biden and Trump on this.
It does. That's, exactly. And that's what my
they're trying to flip
is.
It.
Like, they're trying to flip it all around. They're trying to make
this is Trump's fault.
So
let's
look at exactly what Nancy Pelosi did. Nancy Pelosi decided to open up impeachment hearings based on a guy who was a whistleblower, and I say this in quotes, a whistleblower who had no direct access to any, he didn't hear this conversation. Multiple people supposedly told this person that there was a reason for concern. Okay, so here it is. Here is the video that I wanted to show you earlier, where the Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff pretends to quote the transcript of the Ukrainian phone call, and he makes shit up.
No, it's terrible.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is disgusting, and it's a desperate attempt by the Democratic Party.
I'm assuming this transcript is made public to everybody in the room, and he's supposedly reading it and adding
And they believe him!
He's making shit up.
And they believe this shit!
Listen,
very
shit.
Good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good.
Lie. This is not in the transcript.
I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent. Understand lots of it.
Lie. Not in the transcript.
On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, not just any people. I'm going to put you in touch with Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him. Trust me. You know what I'm asking, and so I'm only going to say this a few more times, in a few more ways.
Not in the transcript.
And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I asked.
Not in the transcript.
This is, in sum, in character, what the president was trying to communicate.
So you see what he says, in character. What they're doing is they're trying to fill in the lines, right, in the blanks, right? They're saying, Trump didn't say this, but this is what he meant. If you are the chairman of the Intelligence Committee and you are making shit up just to fit the narrative. Go ahead.
When he goes up there to testify. Does he have to swear, tell the truth, hold truth, none of the truth?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's basically committing perjury in front of the committee.
Oh no, not the chairman. He's not sworn. Only those who are there to testify. No, not him.
Okay.
So here's another thing that I want to say. If we listen to the conversation that President Trump had with the Ukrainian president or prime minister, Vladimir Zelensky, It was a legit conversation. You guys should read the transcript. Biden was going around bragging about doing exactly what Trump is being accused of. This is clear as day. There's a video of this. He was pressuring a country for political and financial gain. And I've shown you guys the video. So here's what I want to say. The president is part of the executive branch, and thereby he is the top law enforcement official. If there is credible evidence of corruption done by a government official, why can't the president ask the question, this seems weird, can you look into this, right? He is the top law enforcement official. He can investigate this, right? So the fact that Biden is running for office, I'm sorry, you're not above the law, and you're not. So basically the news in the Democratic Party is saying is that if you've committed shit, just run for president. Nobody can investigate you. That's what they're saying.
No, you want to know why? You want to know why this is changing? Why this is also happening? Because they're trying to figure things out. But now here's the problem. They know that this is wrong, but it came out today that the top mega donors came out and said, top Democratic mega donors said, if you guys elect Elizabeth Warren for president, we are stepping aside or we will put our money on Trump.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That came out today.
So
this whole thing is about Biden is their boy. And they want Biden to run, and so they want to put all their money around. So they need to figure out how to
position him. You got to ask yourself the question, okay?
Why
is Biden their guy? Because I guarantee
he's a puppet. He's like Obama.
No. Because when Biden was in power, he made certain deals, and he said, "Here's a deal," and he knew what he was doing, and so he has established he's got his talents in places where he knows shit on certain people, and he's able to pressure these people to support him.
Right.
This is what happens when you're corrupt, because he's fucking corrupt. Now, this is something that I want to bring up. Last year, the Democrats did what they're accusing Trump of doing, which is quid pro quo. They sent out a threatening letter to Ukraine telling them to cooperate with any investigation against Trump, or else they would withhold funding.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the same party that is now accusing Trump of doing this sent a letter, and it's evident. But here's what annoys me, Tim, is that where is CNN? Where is MSNBC?
Stop, the New York Times? You can't.
But
Look what I read from the New York Times. They interpreted his phone call. They took his words and said he's implying this. Bitch, no. You have a phone call. How are you going to turn my words into something they're not? That's wrong. That's right. Fake.
Yeah,
that ain't real. If I say, Jeremy, you're a piece of shit, and they go, well, Tim was applying, Jeremy's a piece of shit. There you go. That's worse. If you say, well, we've been good to you, but you haven't been good to us. You're saying, oh, but you're talking about appropriations. No, fuck you. Fuck you. So, you can come up with anything. I can say, well, you love fucking Russia. That's why. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
So one thing.
It's disgusting.
One thing that Republicans are calling for is, who is this whistleblower?
Yeah, they won't show the person.
No. Now, the news organization is trying to hide him. They're trying to hide his identity or her identity, whoever that person is. But the Republicans are saying this, and this is key to this. Because there's rules and there's process to who is a whistleblower. Okay, now I'm gonna tell you guys this is fact. The Whistleblower Protection Act is there as a check on the practices of the intelligence community. It is not there to protect those that report wrongdoing by the federal government or to provide oversight on the president. That is what the Whistleblower Protection Act is. So the person who reported this is trying to say, hey, I'm a whistleblower, therefore I'm protected. But the Whistleblower Protection Act is there to say, hey, the intelligence community itself, I'm talking about the CIA.
Yeah, the FBI, Snowden, like what Snowden did.
They cannot come out and release information that However, if you hear a federal government official doing illegal shit, it is not your responsibility to report this to the news. The Whistleblower Protection Act does not protect against that. And you got to ask yourself, okay, why? Why? Because there has to be a certain amount of autonomy that the president has. He has to be able to govern and do certain things. Look, if we look at a lot of the old style movies about back in the 50s and 60s, about a president going into a room and negotiating with certain people, was he harsh? Was he strong? Did he use certain terms that may have not been appropriate for the common ear? Of course. A whistleblower could have come out and said, oh, the president of the United States used certain words that
he said, rich. Fuck.
He said, fuck. You know, and I mean, because there was a certain time when this was not acceptable. The Whistleblower Protection Act does not protect you against reporting shit that the illegal shit that the president did. There is not that, because the president has a certain amount of executive power that he can use. And so it is a check on the intelligence community. It is not a check on the federal government. And so, but the news media doesn't report this.
No.
The news media wants to say this whistleblower is protected. Now, here's what I say. We need to know the name of this person, and I'll tell you why. Because what damage has this done between the relationship between the House, the White House, and the intelligence community? Do you think Trump is going to now allow the intelligence community to tap into his phone calls?
No.
He's going to say, look, I don't want you anywhere near this because you guys cannot be trusted. You guys spill shit. You guys are not secret.
Yeah.
Isn't that their job?
Yes.
It damages this known relationship between the intelligence community and the executive branch and the Democrats. And the media are destroying that, and that will harm the United States.
That video we watched before, in the beginning, about explaining the impeachment process.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about that. So again, when he goes, everybody needs to go back and take a civics lesson again, because they used to explain this shit in civics. And the fact that when you want to talk about why a president, president didn't get impeached, Clinton had a Democratic Senate.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why, because this motherfucker lied about it and then came out and said, yeah, I did fucking do it and I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You basically admitted that you were wrong, and you had people say, your lawyers were saying, yeah.
He lied.
You lied and you got under away oath. With it. Under oath, and you got away with it and stayed president versus you're the greatest president. But when you say, well, Clinton was a piece of shit. You talk about Trump saying, grabbing by the pussy. You got a blowjob in the White House. They go, he apologized. Why are you always bringing up old shit?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm sorry. Look, I'm going to be unintelligent about this, but this is bullshit.
This is straight bullshit.
Listen, be real. If you have real facts, come to the tables. If you're trying to be a fucking chatty catty fucking yenta, stay the fuck home. I'm tired of this shit. Because we spent the last 4 years dealing with collusion and this and the Kavanaugh thing. It's all about fucking false accusations. Oh, this guy fucking touched my pussy when I was in fucking high school and I don't remember if he was actually at that fucking party. Fucking kill yourself. Get the fuck out of here. Move the fuck on. Get shit done. I'm fucking tired of this shit. We waste so much goddamn fucking time. And now if you say, oh, I'm a fucking conservative, you're a fucking racist. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. How about you're a fucking liberal? You're a piece of shit. You're fucking racist. I'm going to call you a fucking racist, you cocksuckers.
There you go.
Fucking so piece
I'm
of shit.
I'm going to say three points that I want to get across, which is the person who submitted the complaint should be brought before Congress and needs to be asked questions.
You fucking
First
hung.
Of all, we need, well, no. We need to know who they are because Democrats are all about
Transparency.
Yeah, bullshit.
Let's be transparent, okay?
Fuck that.
They won't do it.
Fucking cunts.
Number two, the truth is that Democrats have been trying to impeach President Trump since the first month he was in office. That is the truth. If you go look, there's been, I don't know, hundreds of... From the first month that he was president, there was a reason to impeach him. They've been trying to impeach him since he announced
his election.
So the fact that this week they're like ripping their clothes off and they're like, ah, blasphemy. Stop. It's fake. It's made up. Number three. Point number three. Trump is draining the swamp. and the swamp monsters
are fighting
are
back.
Feeling the drought and are getting desperate. But their days are numbered. And you know what I say to them? See you in November, bitches. Yeah. We will see you in fucking November.
See you
because
in
they're trying to undermine the vote of the people, and the people know who they voted for. And they're going to be in for a rude awakening because they're going to lose so many seats. That's one thing. Now, here's one thing, one more thing that I wanted to show you guys, which is CNN's deceptive reporting.
Why are you laughing?
It's the way she poured a drink.
So I'm going to show you guys this clip here because this shit annoyed the shit out of me.
It annoyed me too.
And I wanted to show you guys. So the mainstream media does this all the time. They mislead. In the following example that I'm going to show you, we're going to see how they try to make it seem as if Trump was asking Ukraine for a favor to investigate Biden. But in reality, Trump is asking for a favor into what happened into the Hillary 30,000 emails that she destroyed.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into detail about this because in the conversation that Trump had with Zelensky, he said, I need a favor from you.
What was the favor?
Okay, the media tries to make it seem as if the favor is investigate
Biden.
But the favor that Trump is actually talking about is, hey, there's rumors that Hillary's emails, all that shit that happened, that it was supposedly Russia, there's rumors that this was all made up because the Democratic Party, who used this is the crazy thing, they use the same law firm, Jeremy. The same law firm.
Get the fuck out of
no,
here.
No, I am
shit?
Not fucking kidding
oh
with you.
Oh, my God.
So let me read this. Okay, so hashtag CrowdStrike. Trump mentions this in the conversation.
Yeah,
okay?
I heard about CrowdStrike.
Let me read this whole thing, and that way you guys have an understanding of what CrowdStrike is. So CrowdStrike is a U.S.-based internet security company that was hired to investigate the hack of the Democratic National Committee servers back in 2016. This organization has strong ties with the Democratic Party. They were hired by the law firm called Perkins Coie, the same law firm that hired Fusion GPS on behalf of the DNC and the Hillary campaign to dig up dirt on the supposed Trump-Russia collusion. This is the same law firm. They were hired to do this, and then they were hired to look into Hillary Clinton's. They were hired to look in Trump on dirt on Trump, and they were also hired to look up what happened to Hillary Clinton's emails. Okay,
conflict of interest.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so CrowdStrike defines itself as a cloud-native endpoint protection platform built to stop breaches. The company determined at the time that the two groups affiliated with the Russia government were responsible for the attacks. Now, again, I just mentioned that this company has strong ties to the Democratic Party. Trump and some intelligence officials believe that there could be more here and that it wasn't necessarily Russia and that there is a missing server somewhere in the Ukraine. And someone in Ukraine is possessing those missing emails from the server.
Okay.
And those missing emails could exonerate Russia. Okay. And by exonerating Russia, then therefore there is no more Russian collusion. Okay. Are you okay? So
I'm confused. Why would there be emails outside of the U.S.? I'm like, how are they getting this stuff?
Oh my God. Have you not seen the fucking movie War Game? Like,
welcome to the cloud.
Yeah. This is a corruption. This is House of Cards in reality. This is why that show was created. This is some fucked up shit.
Okay, so
preach.
When Comey was testifying in Congress, he was pressed. Hey, what's going on with this? With these emails. And so he said, hey, you know what? We asked them and they didn't want to release them, so we just took their word for it. Comey said that he took CrowdStrike's words for what they said they found. In other words, the FBI didn't investigate the information themselves. They said that they took their word for it. CrowdStrike, who has strong ties with the Democratic Party,
oh
they thank you, Jeremy.
This okay, is all going to so blow then, up. This is all
so,
going to blow
so
up.
So this is why Trump is pursuing this. Because
drain the swamp.
So this is why Trump is pursuing
this. This is bigger than the swamp.
Now,
this is bigger than the
this
swamp.
This is why Democrats are desperate to impeach. It will expose all of their lies that they have been telling that they concocted for a Russian collusion story. This is why.
This is why this pedophile got killed. He knew where the server was.
I don't know.
But he knew. I guarantee he had a copy of the email.
It was on his jet.
So,
what did they call that jet?
The fuck jet? The fuck
jet? Yeah.
Fun jet?
There was a name for it.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
The little girl jet or something like that.
No.
The one with the island.
Express.
Yeah, something
Lolita.
Express. Lolita Express.
But you see how fast that motherfucker
is on the plane. It's on the plane.
I'm telling you, this motherfucker had dirt. He knew where the missing link was. And he's like, I'm going to take you down, bitch.
You saw the list. It was 58 different people who either died or killed themselves.
6 degree. Well, it was 6 degrees of separation to Kevin Bacon right now. There's so many people tied to this shit. Hillary, if whatever they find comes out, everything that they've been saying is really about them, and they're trying to pin it on Trump because people are stupid and they hate this guy just because his name's Donald Trump. But before they used to idolize him. And most people actually wanted to be him, but now they hate him because he's racist. Because they watch the TV, and the TV goes, Trump's racist. Oh, he's racist. Did you guys watch The Celebrity Apprentice? Did you watch anything he's done over the last fucking 50 years? Has he ever came out and been fucking called a racist? No. Now all of a sudden he's a racist, and everything he does is racist, and everybody that supports him is a fucking racist.
You know what's fucking funny?
But this is the missing link. I can't wait. I can't wait, because you know what's going to happen? When they fucking get it, it's going to fucking crumble, and that fucking little fucking beady-eyed little fucking twat bag that fucking did that when he got elected, I hope she kills herself. I hope she fucking kills herself. That little fucking rap. You know when he got elected and he was like, that little fucking mousy, googly eyed fucking
you know
kill yourself.
You know what's funny is as I was researching this topic,
I should not be doing this when
I'm
drunk.
I was seeing a lot of old clips of various prominent politicians who were saying back in 1998 when they were trying to impeach Bill Clinton, who actually committed perjury under oath.
They
lied.
They impeached him in 99.
Yeah, he said, I never had a relationship with that woman.
And I'm Monica sticking Lewinsky. To my story.
And he did. And so he lied under oath. Going like this. So he lied. And so you can't lie under oath, homie. And so this has never happened for Trump. Now, okay, so he was impeached, but they didn't remove him. There was no trial in the Senate. Now, I go back and you see a lot of these Democratic senators, Congress people who back then are saying, you know, this is trying to undermine the will of the people who voted for this president. And you know what? All I could think about is the fact that these people have been in charge for way too long. It's the same characters, Heidi. It's the same. It's Jerry Nadler. It's Nancy Pelosi.
Joe Biden.
It's Joe Biden.
Maxine Waters.
It's Maxine Waters. It's the same fucking characters. And you know what I say to this?
You can say the same thing on the right.
Term limits. Fucking limits. Why is it the same goddamn people? You either die hero or you live long enough till you see yourself a villain. They've been too long in fucking power. I don't care how great they were when they first started. Today, they are in it for their self-interest. They're in it for money. Tell me how does a congresswoman who makes $250,000 a year is worth $200, $300, $400 million?
They sold books.
It is. No, homie. It's not books.
It's a joke.
These dudes are making fucking dealings. Like Biden's kid who's making dealings in China who has no experience. He was charged with drug possession, all these things. How does that motherfucker become somebody who negotiates shit with China?
It's both sides.
It's bullshit, homie.
But it's both sides.
This
they
is
both
why I say term limits.
100%.
Term limits.
But did you know that Monica Lewinsky did sue the president for $1,010,000? $1 million
and $10.
Yeah, $1 million for pain and suffering, $10 for the dry cleaning bill.
Brum bum.
It's a 2-hour show right there.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. It's been real. We had fun.
Go eat a peach. Go eat a peach and not impeach.
Here's the deal. Trump is not going to be impeached for all those Trump who are thinking out there. He's going to be he's fucking not going to be impeached. There's nothing there. There's no high crimes or misdemeanors. There's nothing out there. So good luck. We'll see you next time. Find us on the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Subscribe, follow, like, and share some of our content.
Yeah.
We'll see you all next time.
Yeah.
Adios.
See ya.
Yeah.